Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome to the Buck Brief. On this episode, our friend Danielle D'Souza Gill. She's the author of the book The Choice, conservative commentator, and a new mom, which is very exciting. How old is the baby?
Oh, thanks, Buck. She is 6 months old, so she's at such a cute phase, and it's really fun.
That's very exciting. Yeah, 6 months, amazing. I had my little 18-month-old nephew visiting recently, and you know, running around my apartment with his mom chasing after him, and he's just like a little chunky bumper car. You know, he just sort of like rolls around, runs into things. He's fine though, but like because he can't get that much speed, right? Like he's kind of moving slow,
he's
but
small.
He's small, so he sort of bumps. He goes whoa, and then he bumps into something else. Whoa, but it's a lot of fun. Congrats
so fun.
On that. That's the stuff that really matters. But let's talk about the country for a second. Yeah. A few things here. Where are you on the Mayorkas impeachment? You know, they just impeached him in the House. You think this is going to matter? Is it a good move politically? What do you see from it?
Yeah, I think it is a good move, Buck, because I think it'll force Senate Democrats to go on the record saying what they think of Mayorkas. Do they stand with Biden and his horrible disaster border policies? Kristen Sinema, other people will have to decide on this. So even if it doesn't result in, you know, the way that we want, I feel like in the end, the Democrats will have to defend Biden's actions or they'll have to go against Biden. And it's important that people know that it's not just Biden who is doing this to the country. It's Mayorkas and really the whole party is pushing this open border disaster. So I think that in the end, it's actually a good thing.
And the border issue seems like it's going to be absolutely essential for, like, if Republicans want to win. I mean, I go back to 2016. I think about Donald Trump and what was the main issue. Yes, there's Trump, the persona and all that he represents and talks about. But in terms of policy, the border was the thing more than anything else. I think quite clearly that elevated him to the front of the GOP pack and then allowed him to defeat Hillary Clinton. Is that the key this time around? And how do you think he should message it?
Yeah, you know, I totally agree with you. I think the messaging on it is strong, of course. But I also think that when we look at it, it's not just about the messaging. The Democrats want our border to be porous and open because they want to import Democrat voters. We have millions of illegals coming into this country every year. And let's just say each person running for president gets around 80 million votes. That's going to make a huge difference if they're bringing in all of these millions of people. And I think when we look at this upcoming election in 2024, we see Joe Biden, who clearly has dementia. Clearly, he is past his prime. And so if they're running a candidate that's that weak, and we're running a president who's as vigilant and strong and successful as President Trump, then how do we not know that we have the election in the bag? I think it's because clearly the system is broken, and clearly it's because of things like an open border. So if we don't seal the border, what's going to happen to us in 2028? What's going to happen to future elections? I think Republicans will be scratching their heads, saying to themselves, how do we fix our messaging? When in reality, the system needs to be fixed. And the border, I think, is the key to that, because we need to have only Americans voting in our elections.
And it seems to me that there's finally an awakening of what these numbers really mean, because right, you've got, call it 7 million, and even at best, the official number is an estimate, right? Call it 7 million, but it'll be 8 million by the time people are voting in the fall, and they see that number, and that's a huge number, right? That alone has meaning. But beyond that, I think what's going on in New York and Chicago, where people see that these are individuals who are in the country illegally who are going to be a drain on public resources, and that this is going to affect, you know, people's kids' schools, and it's going to affect emergency rooms and housing and the tax base.
Absolutely. And not to mention the fact that we're one of the only countries where you can just come across the border and have a child here and they're an American citizen. So I think that this policy is being abused. The fact that many of these people are not actually refugees. Many people are taking advantage of this because they know that they can come in under Biden and hopefully stay here. And when we look at our schools, when we look at our hospitals and all of these things that are already burdened, even just by the fact that we have a welfare state, now we're going to have all of these illegals coming here, many of whom are criminals. But as you mentioned, even if you're not one of those people, you're still going to be taking from Americans, and many people who are coming in here, we don't know their intentions. You know, I mean, the Democrats always want to act like we're evil if we say that any of them are criminals, but there's not just drug trafficking, there's human trafficking. And we really need to seal the border immediately.
Let's talk in a moment here about the Democrat side of things and your sense of where it's all going with Joe Biden, which is, I feel like, an everyday news cycle on its own now. But first up, with the world favoring online investing, stock markets, and cryptocurrencies, it almost seems archaic to some people to look at tangible assets, real things. But you want to be ahead of the herd, not following it, because we barely even carry cash nowadays. So why would it be a good idea to invest in something physical, right? Because look at history. Look at what happens. Gold and other precious metals have been a sound investment for banks, governments, businesses, and individuals for decades, for centuries even, and there are some very clear reasons why. Primary advantage of adding gold to your portfolio is its stability. Gold is also a nice hedge against inflation, meaning a good defense against your cash getting eaten up by inflation. One popular advantage of investing in gold is nobody knows you have it unless you tell them. And in the unlikely event of a massive financial crisis, you can use your gold as currency. Go to oxfordgoldgroup.com/free to request your free information kit or to make a precious metals purchase yourself. I've done it. I've worked with Oxford Gold for years, and I've gotten my gold from them. OxfordGoldGroup.com/free. Again, that's OxfordGoldGroup.com/free. Danielle, where are you? Look, you probably know this if you follow me on Twitter, or we follow each other on Twitter, so you know that I think it's going to be Joe Biden no matter what. Are you one of these people that's talking the nonsense about Michelle Obama taking over suddenly?
No. I've actually always thought it's going to be Joe Biden, because Joe Biden can only be removed if he wants to remove himself. I know Republicans talk about the fact that he has some kind of puppet master and it's Obama or his wife or someone who's controlling him all the time. And certainly he has his handlers, he has his teleprompter. But at the end of the day, he really has to be forcibly removed. And I don't think the Democrats can make him step down. He really does want to be president, I think, even though he clearly shouldn't be. And so I think it's going to be Biden. But I think the fact that they're running Joe Biden shows that the Democrats have a system, and they used it with Fetterman, who was basically comatose when he was running for Senate, to get him across the finish line. So I think that the Democrats are worried about it. They don't like Joe Biden. I'm sure they prefer a more robust candidate, maybe Gavin Newsom, but they're going to find a way to make this election as close as possible, even though we're running such a great candidate, President Trump. So it's a huge problem for us.
Yes, I'm happy to see that you also are living in a little place called reality. I don't know why all these people think. Imagine this. They're going to run all the way. They're going to have an incumbent president. Right? It'd be one thing if it was, if Biden was running, right? If he was like running against a Republican. But at this point, you know, let's say they had declared him the nominee, but there was still time before the convention. Then I could see something like this because, all right, we're going to change it up. They're talking about getting rid of the sitting president, the skipping over the vice president, and pulling over a third person of some kind, Michelle Obama, Gavin Newsom, somebody else, which would mean that all the spending that they do, all the time, knocking on doors saying vote Biden Harris until July is up in smoke effectively. And you're going to try to do that. Now, people say, oh, but Democrats will vote for any Democrat. Yeah, but if they're going to win the election, they're going to beat Donald Trump. They're going to have to win swing voters. They're going to have to win up for grab voters, low propensity voters. And that requires infrastructure and time. So, I mean, to me, this is, I don't know what it is. The right these days, if it's a conspiracy, people are all in on it. And if I try to tell them that this is not a good conspiracy, they think that I'm the one who's drinking the crazy juice.
Oh, my gosh. Well, look, I feel like if it's not Biden, let's say something happened to him, I think it's going to obviously be Harris, because
yeah, of course.
Harris is the VP, and the Democrats, they are obsessed with race, gender politics, all of this. So they're not going to skip over the first Black woman vice president because it kind of goes against their whole ideology. Obviously, as conservatives, we don't care about that kind of stuff. But on the left, that's like really taboo for them. So I think any discussion of some other third or fourth candidate is really, really silly, because it's going to be Biden. And if for some reason, by physical reason, it can't be Biden, I think it would be Harris. And I don't really think the Democrats want Harris, because Harris is actually even more unpopular than Biden. So I think they'd actually prefer to just keep it as Biden.
Yeah, I think so, too. And what we just saw in Long Island in the 3rd congressional district, let's actually talk. Well, we talked about that for a second, and then I'll ask you about Valentine's. You're wearing Valentine's red. It's Valentine's Day. It's also also Ash Wednesday for those who are of the Catholic faithful. But we should first get into the 3rd congressional district in Long Island. It was an 8-point defeat. The Republicans have a pretty good infrastructure in Long Island. Long Island has been trending red, but they had a Democrat who did 3 things. Right. And putting aside, OK, he's known, he's been there a long time. I mean, he did have some pretty solid advantages, but this was obviously a Republican seat, belonged to Santos. Republicans decided to get rid of Santos, which to me, you're going to have an election coming up anyway. Just let the people decide on a new candidate. But anyway, it's total own goal for Republicans, but they love doing that. But in this 3rd congressional district, Danielle, 3 things happened. You had a guy who said he was strong, a Democrat, said he was strong on the border, hit Trump and, you know, democracy threats, and talked about being, abortion and the need for abortion to be, you know, all 9 months of a pregnancy, whatever. And he won. And I think that should be concerning for people who think we're going to win in the suburbs in Pennsylvania and Georgia and elsewhere.
Interesting. I think that what happened was the Democrat running tried to associate Santos with the Republican opponent. I think obviously Santos made Republicans who want to run for that seat look horrible. I don't think Santos should have even been removed at this point, because we have such a narrow majority. We really put ourselves into a tricky spot. So I personally think Democrats are immoral. They do horrible things all the time. So this idea that we're just going to flagellate our own because we have some higher principles, but we're just going to let Democrats get away with crimes is ridiculous. And I think whoever does run for that seat next is actually going to be strong as a Republican. I think this was kind of the leftovers of Santos's bad record running as a Republican there.
Well, I hope you're right, because this was a seat that we should have won, lost by 8. Not a good indicator of what the GOP machinery is capable of right now. But let's come back and talk about something fun, which is Valentine's Day, in a second. Are you wondering why everyone's talking about Belize these days? Oh, boy. Belize is fantastic. It's fun. Imagine visiting a country that's just a couple of hours from, say, Miami, Atlanta, Dallas, Houston, and you can enjoy a rainforest and white sand beaches in the same day. Belize is fun because you can float through caves down a jungle river, climb an ancient Mayan ruin, swim with nurse sharks and rays, cast for a grand slam, the ultimate in fly fishing on the flats, snorkel or scuba dive the longest living reef in the world, or simply relax, enjoy the beach bars playing live music, and dance under the stars before the sun comes up. And also have the best lobster dinner you've had in a very long time. Don't take my word for it. Go visit. Go check it out. Belize is amazing for so many reasons. Download your free Belize handbook and guide. Go to BelizeIsFun.com. That's BelizeIsFun.com. All right, so you're a married lady. I'm a married man. Valentine's Day. I got the wife some flowers. We're having a nice steak dinner tonight at home. Not going to restaurants because restaurants rip you off on Valentine's. But people get mad at me when I say that. What is your Valentine's plan? How should it happen for married ladies out there listening?
Oh my gosh. Well, our plan is we're actually campaigning. My husband's running for U.S. Congress in Texas. He's been endorsed by President Trump and Senator Cruz, and he will join the House Freedom Caucus if he wins this election. So we are actually focusing on that and the campaign and voters here. But we're going to be with Marigold, our daughter, and probably just be at home.
That's the way to do it. I just keep telling her, Valentine's should be celebrated. I don't mean this in any, should be celebrated in the home. I think that's the best way to do it. Now, yes. I get it. If you're like in the dating scene and, you got to take somebody out and try to impress them. But to me, anytime there's pressure on a night, whether it's Valentine's, New Year's Eve or whatever, you're just making it less likely you're going to enjoy yourself. You're going to pay more, get less from the restaurant or the club or the whatever you're going to do. And for what? I don't know. I feel like, don't get caught up with all the peasant stuff. Like, go celebrate that stuff on another day and have a nice quiet night on New Year's or on Valentine's. That's my take on it.
Yeah, definitely. Not to mention the fact that I feel like when you're at home, you can actually have more of a conversation and stuff. And home-cooked meals are really great. I think that's actually a huge win on a date because going out to eat is easy. It's actually more fun to cook at home.
If you were going to tell yourself, it's kind of like advice for new parents out there or soon to be new parents out there. You're 6 months into, you're very excited. I can see in the background if you're listening on audio right now on the podcast and you don't know, we have Buck Brief, the YouTube channel. We just launched the YouTube channel, so it's brand new. Please go subscribe to the Buck Brief. That is the YouTube channel that you want. But you'll see little baby Marigold in the background, who's absolutely adorable. But what is the one thing you've learned or advice you'd want to give people out there?
I would say don't be afraid to have kids. I think that there's a huge stigma around it, especially it's like the stigma is if you're a guy, just only focus on your career and be a hipster. I don't know, like go do all these other things and then you can figure those things out. I think the same thing is pushed on women to only focus on your career. But I feel like you can actually, you can have a family, you can still do interesting things. And it actually brings you a lot of joy. And it's unfortunate a lot of young women especially don't realize that because they're sold a lot of lies, especially from the media, from shows like Sex and the City and all this. And I think that you really can have a lot of joy from that.
All righty. Excellent stuff. Danielle D'Souza Gill, my friend, good to see you. Her book is The Choice. By the way, go pick up a copy of The Choice. And Danielle, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much, Buck.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.